Stop!
Say, what are you watching that for? Don't you ever get tired of that?
I watch what I want to watch. I'm grown.
Yeah, you're grown, all right. You sit up here and watch vampire movies, and then you have to sleep with the light on.
See, to show you what you know, it's not a vampire movie. It's a werewolf movie.
Oh, that's different.
Is somebody in there looks just like the girl that I used to go with before I met your mother.
Who, that white woman there?
No, dummy. Wolfman. Look at that. There he is. Look. Same little beady eyes. Same little beady bloodshot eyes. Same kind of hair. Short. You know, her hair wasn't that long. Ugly woman.
Hey, Papa, if she was so ugly, what were you doing with her?
Son, she was ugly, but Lord knows that woman could cook. She outcooked Julia Child. She outcooked the Gallivant Gourmet. She outcooked my mother Mary. She could cook. I remember many times we'd be sitting on the couch. Lights were low. Music was soft. Glenn Miller. See, I forget all the words. Yeah, I'd be sitting there and I'd put my arm around her. Comfortable. And I'd look her right in the face. I said, gee whiz, how'd you get up and cook something? See, look at that. You made me miss the end of the movie.
Well, you was telling me a story, Pop.
Yeah, I like to reminisce like that some. Say, what are you doing all dressed up? You got company coming? Over there, none of your old friends. I don't need none of your old rowdy friends around here. Keep me from getting my sleep.
Well, don't worry. You'll be able to get your sleep because I'm going out.
Out?
Out.
Out?
Is there an echo in here?
You mean you're going to leave me here all by myself in this house, in this neighborhood, in my poor condition?
The answer to all four questions is yes.
Well, what if a burglar breaks in? You know, they've been breaking in around here night and day.
Yeah, I wish somebody would break in here and take some of this junk.
Well, there's nothing to be kidding about. I won't be able to go to sleep knowing that you ain't here.
Okay, Pop. Well, then why don't you make yourself a nice hot whiskey toddy? Now, that'll help you sleep.
That won't help me sleep. Hot whiskey toddy keep me up.
All right, then make yourself a warm glass of milk.
Warm milk making me burp.
Okay, then why don't you drink a glass of vinegar and suck on a green lemon?
Will that help me sleep?
No, but it'll draw your jaws up so tight you won't be able to open your big mouth.
You sure are cold and heartless, you know that? Listen, what if you came back home and found out me I was dead? If I die, I'm gonna come back and haunt you.
Yeah, and you'll probably be very good at it, too.
Yeah. One night when you least expect it, a 65-year-old ghost will jump out behind you and wrap his heart around your skull. Who you going out with?
Rollo.
You mean Rita Lawson's son, Rollo?
That's the one.
When he get out of jail?
Say, Pop, why are you always running my friends down? Now, who told you Rollo was in jail?
Sam Turner told me.
Sam Turner? That's how would right. He know? Were they cellmates?
Sam Turner told me that his daughter told him that her daughter told her that...
Hey, what's happening, Rollo?
What's up, Cold Breeze?
Hey, Pops. Don't call me Pops.
Hey, Rollo, you look very hip, buddy.
Yeah, Jack, and these are just my slumming clothes.
Yeah, I saw a suit like that in the pawn shop over the slum.
Bro, Pops. Pops, this suit was tailor-made by a gentleman's tailor.
All right.
Yeah, wait till the gentleman find out his suit's missing.
Hey, Pops. Hey, would you dig yourself? Now, Rollo's a guest in our house.
It's okay, dude. I appreciate your old man's sense of humor. And Pops, just to show that there's no hard feelings, have a cigar.
Hey.
You didn't mix none of that Mexican parsley in here, did you?
Hey, wrong again, Pops. Hey, a pal of mine in the Navy got that out of Cuba. Hand rolled.
Yeah, a sailor friend of yours rolled a Cuban for his cigar.
Hey, Rollo, listen, man, we better split because it's about time to go. You know, we better get out of here.
Yeah, man, all them good-looking sisters be taken by the time we get there.
Hey, listen, why don't y'all take me down there where they got them good-looking sisters?
Hey, Pops, I'm sorry, but you're just a little bit too old. Hey, this is a place just for the brothers and the sisters.
Well, can't y'all take me down there and put me in the part where they got the mamas and the papas?
Hey, forget it, Pop.
Listen, you leave me here by myself, you're going to have some bad luck.
Hey, why don't you watch some more TV or go to sleep or something? Hey, Ronald, listen,
what do you mean? Watch TV. I ain't going to be able to watch nothing. I ain't going to be able to close my eyes. And that's where you'll find me when you get back here, sitting up here with my eyes wide open.
I ain't going to sleep.
How can you go to sleep in a place like this? Nobody here but you. Television and nothing on here. I wish Dracula was on tonight. Yeah, it's impossible to go to a war movie. Gee, man. Nobody go to sleep with a war movie on. Is that you, Lamont? Help! Help! It's a robber! Help! It's a burglar! Help! Help me! It's a burglar! Get the robber! I got him! I got him! Yeah, I got him! Give me the baseball bat! Give me the bat!
With you, Pop? You got Bravo!
Hey, what's wrong with you, Pop? Stop! Ain't nothing wrong with me. When I'm being robbed, I grab the nearest throat.
Hey, come on! You might still be alive!
You okay, Rollo?
Yeah, man!
Hey, look at this! Stuff from the house. There really was a burglar.
I told you it was a burglar, man. I told you if you went home and left me by myself, something bad was going to happen.
But what was you doing while he was ripping the house off, Pop?
What do you mean what I was doing? I was helpless.
You mean you were asleep?
Sleep? I was unconscious. Burglar knocked me out.
Knocked you out?
Yeah, I didn't come to until I heard you drive up.
Well, wait a minute. Let me see. Maybe here.
No, no, no. He hit me with something soft.
You mean to tell me he knocked you out with something soft?
Yeah, felt like a soft gun. I mean, he ain't making the handle now with the rub in him.
Well, it's a good thing we came home when we did. Hey, let's help me get this stuff back in the house, Rollo.
Yeah, every Rollo. I can lift that.
Every time we go someplace.
I told you, though, that I told you there was some burglars out there just waiting to jump on poor defenseless old man.
Well, hey, man, look, dude dropped his gun.
What? A gun? I could have been shot. I could have been shot. Oh, this is a bad one.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Pop? Why are you so surprised about seeing a gun? I thought you said he hit you with it.
I didn't say I saw it. I said I felt it.
Well, this is some souvenir he left us. We didn't have a gun in the house before, but we got one now.
Don't wave that thing around me and get it out of this house. Get it out of here.
What would you like for me to do? Take it to the lost and found?
No. Give it to the police.
Why should we give it to the police? They never gave us nothing.
Well, give it to me. I'll take it down there myself.
Hey, wait a minute, Pops. You're making a big mistake taking that thing down to the police station.
Well, ain't that what you're supposed to do when you find a gun on your property?
Hey, that's what a white person does. Man, you take that thing down there, they'll have you charged with every shooting since Lincoln, Jack.
Oh, they wouldn't charge me with nothing like that. You two guys will vouch for me, won't you?
Yeah, we'd vouch for you. Every day outside the jail with a big sign that says, Free Fred Santa. Yeah.
Come on, Pop, be smart.
Yeah, Pop, be smart. Look, put that gun in the drawer, and when burglars come back again, we'll be ready for them.
Hey, no, man, you don't want that thing around here. It might have been used in a stick-up.
Yeah.
Hey, what you want to do is to get rid of it, man.
Pawn it.
Hey, man, look here.
Pawn it?
Yeah. This is the Smith & Wesson 38. Snub nose, blue steel, walnut grain handle. And it must be custom made because it's an 8-shooter, Jack.
Well, I don't want it in this house. I don't care if it shoots 100 times and start throwing bricks.
Hey, Pop, I'm with you. That's why I say pawn it.
Hey, man, we can at least get $100 for it.
Don't put me in it. I ain't.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. $100 is a lot of money. And look at it this way. The gun won't be in the house, so you don't have to worry about it. I think Rollo's right.
Well, then, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Count me out
of
it.
All right, okay. Hey, when should we take it down?
Hey, man, tomorrow morning. Why waste time?
Good, good, good. You're going to take it in, right?
Well,
no, man,
See, I actually can't take it in, Dad, because all them pawn shop dealers know me and think something shaky was up. They'd have the law in there before I could turn around and get out of there good, man. Yeah.
Well, the police gonna be involved anyway, so you might as well take it on down there and give it to them.
Oh, you don't want to do that, Pops. If I take this in there, man, hey, man, they'll interrogate me in a bad hell. Yeah. Hey, man, you take it.
I'd like to take it, Rollo, but I'm young. Yeah, see, I'm a young dude. A young dude coming in there with a gun right away, they'd think something was suspicious. See, what we got to do is find an older person, somebody that wouldn't cause that much suspicion. Just a common, everyday old man.
No, don't look at me. I'm not taking it. Come on.
Please take the gun.
I don't want that gun around me.
Take it.
Get that gun away from around me. I don't want to have that to do. Oh.
Take the gun.
Oh, this is a big one. Oh, this is the big one. You hear that, Elizabeth? This is my last day of freedom. I'm coming to join you, honey. With a snub nose in my hand.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, man, we ready to go?
I am. I don't know what my pop is.
Oh, man, ain't nothing to it. He just walks into the pawn shop, lays the gun up on the counter, and gets his money. Easy.
Yeah, that's easy for you, Rollo, but that's hard for Pop.
Hey, what's... Pop, Rollo's here. Pop.
Oh, no. What is that thing on your head?
It's an ice bag. What does it look like?
It looks like you've been crowned queen of the May. What do you need an ice bag for?
Because my head is spinning. I didn't sleep a wink last night. Just worrying about having a gun here in the house.
Oh, you didn't sleep last night, Pop?
Not a wink. I was up all night.
That cricket must have kept you awake.
What cricket?
The one that was up in your room doing all the snoring.
Right on. You don't think so, huh? Well, I was up all night worrying about all this crazy business. And I told you to get that gun out the house.
Say, Pop, don't start that again.
Yeah, Pop, we agreed to take it to the pawn shop.
And we also agreed that you'd be the one to take it in there. Oh.
Who agreed? I didn't. You did.
All right, we'll take a vote on it. All those in favor of Fred Sanford for taking the gun into the pawn shop signify by saying aye. I opposed.
No.
The ayes have it. You can't count it.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter now?
I want a recount.
Would you get the gun? Where's the gun, Pop?
I'll get the gun.
Let's get the gun so we can pawn it, please. Yeah, man,
that's gonna...
I don't understand what's going on here. Crazy. A suitcase? You mean to tell me you put the gun in a suitcase?
Well, I ain't gonna walk down the street with no gun in my hand. This is not Dodge City, and I'm not Marsha Dillon.
Would you please remove the gun from the suitcase?
Yeah, Pop's a gun will rattle in there, man.
My hands are rattle worse.
Take the gun out of the suitcase. I see you packed a box lunch, but where is the gun?
The gun's in the box. See, I put it in the box in case we would stop and search. No one would suspect anything.
You don't think if somebody opened a suitcase and found a Tom McCann shoebox, they wouldn't suspect anything? Forget the shoebox, Pop. Here.
I don't want this. You take it.
Well, don't give it to me.
Hey, man, I can't do it.
Well, I don't want it. All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll throw it out the window. All those in favor of Fred Sanford throwing the gun out the window signify by saying aye. Aye. The ayes have it.
Now, hey, wait a minute. Wait, Jack. Look here. Why don't you put the gun in your pants pocket?
What if it went off accidentally? It could shoot my foot off. I'd never be able to dance again.
Put the gun in your pocket, okay?
I'll put it in here. I don't know the pocket. See there? That's a bad omen. That means something bad's gonna happen. Move out the way, Rollo.
All that means is that you got a hole in your pocket.
Now then, we're a good set. Me with a hole in my pocket and you with a hole in your head.
Then why don't you sew up the hole in your pocket?
I will if you plug up the hole in your head.
Hey, wait. I got an idea. Hey, why don't we just stick it in
here? Wait a minute, watch that.
Hey, and no one will be the wiser. When the sweater's all buttoned up. Yes, sir. Everything is everything. Come on, let's spit, man.
Wait a minute now. Wait. This will not work. Look at that bulge.
Hey, Pop, don't worry about that. You can't tell the gun bulge from your bulge.
Right. Wait a minute. I got a bad feeling about this. I mean,
Pop,
I got a bad feeling.
Don't worry
feeling.
About it. You don't have no bad feeling about it, man. We're going to take everything. Now, just don't worry about nothing.
I don't want to.
You understand it? Now, listen to this, Pop. When we get to the pawn shop, I want you to ask for $100. Now, you're not going to take nothing less than $100. You got that?
I don't want to go down there. You know why? Because we're going to be arrested. We're going to get 30 years apiece. You know how old I be when I get out of jail? Ain't nothing sadder than a 95-year-old ex-convict.
It's not bad. I don't know. I just can't decide which one I like. I don't know. I don't like silver. That's not too bad. I don't know, though. This one seems...
Of course, this one's good, too. But then that one is...
That one's a little big for me, I think. I think maybe... Yeah, I'll take this one. Yeah. I'll take this one, sir.
That's $13.
$13, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Say, this is a pawn shop, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you know, I thought it was a pawn shop. I was walking down the street, I said, gee whiz, that's a pawn shop. And I came in here. Hey, you got a lot of nice stuff here. Is this your pawn shop?
Yes, are you interested in anything in particular?
I'm interested in everything.
Everything.
Yeah, see, I'm sort of a collector. And you got a bunch of nice stuff here.
A collector?
Yeah, see, I'm the inside man, and my son, he's the outside man.
You and your son work together?
Yeah, that's right. But I'm the brains of the outfit, and he's the wheel man.
The wheel man?
Yeah, he's the wheel man. He does pretty good on his own, too. Like last night, he brought home a bunch of stuff, made a killing in Beverly Hills.
He did?
Well, listen, let's stop all the kidding around and get down to the real business at hand. Look, now, I got this gun, see?
Yes, I see.
And it's in pretty fair working condition. So what I want is $100.
$100?
Yes.
Well, I don't think I can give you that much.
Say, what's taking so long in here? What's going on?
Yeah, Pop. Is this dude giving you trouble?
No, he just said that he couldn't give us $100.
But how much?
Well, how about 50?
We'll take it.
Oh, come on, Pop. Come on. You can do better than that.
Yeah, get it up, man.
75?
We'll take it.
Did you stay on this? $100.
Listen, I don't usually carry that much cash on me. Sometimes I got nothing in my pocket.
We'll take it. We'll take
it. What are you talking about? I'm trying to get $100.
Why ain't nobody move? Freeze! Oh, no. Hey, get your hands on the counter.
Hey, day in the morning.
It's a stick-up.
Swanee.
Mr. Sanford.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
We got a call to investigate an armed robbery at this location.
That's right. I was being held up by these men. Do you know them?
Held up? Are you kidding?
You had this gun pointed right at me and you were demanding money. How would you like to explain that?
How would you like one across your lip?
Hey, wait a minute. Now, let's get this straight. You were being held up by these three men. Is that what you said?
Hey, wait a minute, Smitty. I don't know what he's talking about because all we did was come in here to pawn this gun that we found.
You found that gun?
Yeah, last night. See, we surprised a burglar when we came home early. He dropped it as he ran out.
I think I should advise you that the failure to report a breaking and entering and to relinquish a firearm to the authorities constitute felonious acts. However, since you have no criminal records, we'll nullify the usual accusatory procedures.
We're not gonna bust you.
King, I told you to turn it in. No, but you wanted to keep it. And this dummy here wanted to pawn it. And the reason why I'm here between you two dummies trying to sell it to this dummy.
Well, we'll just take this down to headquarters, and if something like that happens again, call us, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, man.
Right up.
On.
On.
If you listen to me in the first place. No,
just wait a minute.
Listen to me.
Wait a minute.
Say, excuse me, now that you know that we're not trying to hold you up, how much would you have given us for that gun?
Well, you see, I was just stalling you. Under other conditions, I would have given you $100.
Oh. Did you hear that? $100. I knew you was going to mess this thing up.
So what are you screaming to me for?
You fool on the road.
Oh, man,
you
ain't got no money.
Boy, time coming someplace.
I don't know. Oh, oh, I didn't want to have to mess up. Hey, listen. You pay a lot of money for stuff, don't you?
Sometimes.
Well, are you interested in guns?
That depends.
Well, look. See, I got a World War I rifle. It's my own. See, I used it when I was fighting side by side with Sergeant York. Yeah, see, Sergeant York didn't capture all them Germans by himself. I was there, but I was in the back, bringing up the rear, as usual. And it's got his initials on it, S-A-Y, Sergeant Alvin York.
And you say that you still have this gun?
I got it, and it's a collector's item. Now, how much will you give me for it?
Well, if it's authentic, I may give you $150.
$150?
Yes.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll get it. I'll get it. I'll bring it. And I'll bring it. And I'll sell it. I'll sell it. And as for your friend Rollo, I never want to see him again. Did you hear that?
I heard.
Him and his smart ideas. Pawn the gun. We could have been shot in the back. You realize that? Right now, you could be laying right there with a bullet hole in your pants and beyond. Good thing that them cops were our friends. But if they had been some strange cop, they could have shot us dead.
Now, would you stop it? Now, we didn't do anything that wrong. If anybody had taken a shot at us, they'd be sorry.
Oh, they'd be sorry, all right. They'd just add an apology to the eulogy.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't want to talk about it either, because I got to get my rifle.
You got to get what?
Get here and find my rifle. You know, the pawnbroker said he'd give me $150 for that rifle.
Yeah.
Say, my rifle is gone.
Hey, wait a minute. So's the television.
Huh?
There's a note.
Oh, don't say that.
To whom it may concern. In my haste to leave last night, I inadvertently dropped my pistol. A subsequent search of this house on my part during your absence turned up no pistol, but several other interesting articles, such as your TV set, radio, camera,
what?
Rifle, numerous pairs of glasses, silverware, china.
My long drawers?
Long underwear.
Oh!
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience. Thank you.